Chapter 3. In the 3 days between placing the orders for the equipment and its arrival in the back of a large tractor trailer, Brian and Jake spent a lot of time together. They ordered a small quantity of shirts and only the basic colors of ink, just enough to get started. They also came up with a name for their company, Fine Print. They printed out flyers and ordered business cards. They spent almost an entire day cleaning out Jake's father's old storefront. They opened up a business bank account and combined what little bit of funds they still had to put a total of $300 into it. They set up Facebook and Twitter accounts, and Jake began to put together a website. It all happened in a rush. They did most of the work from Jake's living room or kitchen table. For 3 days, Jake's modest apartment became one of the busiest and most disorganized small business offices ever created. Jake stayed busy coming up with a logo and working on the flyers, marketing materials, and building the website. Brian stayed busy on the phone ordering materials and checking on the location and status of their equipment. They printed out the flyers and posted them up around town 2 days after ordering the equipment. With no real email address or office setup, they placed Brian's cell phone number on all of their printed ads. Within 3 hours of returning home from putting up the flyers, they received their first call. They were sitting on Brian's couch looking through a catalog for odds and ends materials when Brian's phone rang. Hello?
Yeah, is this Fine Print?
A gruff male voice asked. Brian hesitated for a moment, allowing the smile to fully surface on his face.
Yeah, it sure is. What can I do for you?
I'm one of the wrestling coaches over at Foster High. I saw your flyer in the grocery store today and wanted to see what kind of prices you could offer me on t-shirts for the team.
Of course, Brian said. A flicker of panic sank in and he gave Jake an anxious stare across the room. Can you hold on for just 1 second, please?
Sure.
Brian put his phone on mute. Holy shit, he said. What? Jake asked, but the cheer in his voice made it apparent that he knew what the call was about.
Our first potential customer, Brian said.
Potential my ass, Jake said with a laugh. Do whatever you can to get the order. Do you know how to price for t-shirt orders accurately?
They both shared an awkward silence as they realized that they hadn't even thought to discuss this part of things yet.
Yeah, I know enough, I guess. You have to make sure you charge enough to cover materials, plus our time.
Jake considered it for a moment and then shrugged.
Do you remember enough about how things used to be priced at Percy's?
Pretty much, Brian said.
Then wing it. And I don't think you need to let them know that we aren't even set up yet. Just try to buy us some time.
Brian nodded enthusiastically and then went back to the call.
Sir, sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay, so how many shirts would you need?
19 in all. That's the coaches included.
Okay, and do you already have artwork or will you need us to provide it?
Yeah, we're just going to use the school logo on the front and then the name of the students on the back.
Brian continued the call, doing his best not to sound overjoyed. As he spoke to the wrestling coach, he was very aware of Jake watching him. He felt inadequate and, suddenly, like the weight of the company, which hadn't even officially started yet, was on his shoulders. He handled the call well enough. He had always been the type of person that others got along with right away. He knew that he cut the coach a decent deal, and he was fine with that. Here they were, not even having received their equipment yet, and he had secured a $250 order. They celebrated by heading out to the bar for happy hour, limiting themselves to just one drink each due to their shaky financial state. There, they talked about how this early call was surely a good sign. They toasted to the future and called it a day. As they each returned to their respective homes, they both had the stirrings of hope in their gut. For Brian, it was the first time he had felt such a thing in a very long time. Brian's phone rang again in the following day at just after 10 in the morning. He and Jake were in the storefront, putting the last touches on what had proven to be a very involved cleaning process. The storefront itself was built as if the architect knew that it would one day become a t-shirt shop. A back room that had once served as a delicatessen was totally separate from the rest of the building. Being isolated away from the rest of the building, it would be the print room. The rest of the building was one large room with half a wall running down its center. One side was going to be the design and graphics area, and the other would serve as the actual storefront. There was even an ancient walk-in cooler that would serve as something Brian called the screen room. Jake was still a little unclear on what that was exactly, but Brian said it was ideal. When Brian's phone rang just after 10 o'clock, he was in the walk-in cooler, bolting a set of frames into the rear wall. When he took the call, his hands were still shaking slightly from the force of the drill.
Hello?
Baron Hemlock?
A man asked.
That's me.
Mr. Hemlock, this
this is Bruce with Panther Freight. We're about 10 minutes away with a large delivery for you. I just wanted to make sure someone was at the location to receive it.
Absolutely. We're here.
Great. See you soon. Brian exited the cooler, wiping sweat from his brow. He found Jake in the area that would soon be the graphics nook, uploading software and unboxing a printer.
The freight company just called, Brian said. They'll be here in 10 minutes.
Awesome. How's it going out here? Brian asked. All the software is nearly loaded. The internet people will be here around noon, and we'll set up a wireless connection and a network for the shop. After that, the computer stuff is done, and he was interrupted by Brian's phone. Brian answered it with the same enthusiasm he had showed towards most things in the last few days.
Hello?
Hi, is this fine print?
A woman's voice asked.
Yes, ma'am, it is. How can I help you?
Well, I saw your flyer, and I'm so glad I did. I'm the president of the Foster Youth Soccer Association, and I was hoping to work with you to get uniforms done for the league this year.
Sure, we'll be happy to help.
Great. We've been working with Percy's Printing over in Lawrenceville, but it's so far to drive. Would you be able to meet with me this week to go over the order? The kids are all different sizes. There are a bunch of colors and sponsors, and it can be a bit much.
That would be great, Brian said. Just let me know a time that works for you. He saw Jake looking at him and giving him a fist pump. He took down the woman's information with a Sharpie and a piece of printer paper from Jake's graphics station. As he did, he nudged Jake and tapped at a single figure in his notes with the marker, 200 soccer uniforms. He ended the call and didn't even have time to revel in the fact that he had just gotten a job that would likely end up totaling more than $1,000 before they heard the loud rumbling sound of an engine from behind the store. They both walked out through the back exit and watched the freight truck with all their equipment slowly start backing towards them. With a smile, they clapped each other on the back. Behind them, the storefront seemed larger than ever, as if it was also ready to get this show on the road.